The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers represents about 1,800 Fairpoint employees in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Because of storms earlier in the week, union officials have spent the past several days juggling the voting schedule. Mike Spillane of the local IBEW in Vermont says it now appears the vote count won't be completed for another week. Spillane says officials had hoped the voting could be completed sooner, but ongoing outages caused by the weather have prevented workers from attending meetings where the votes are held. He says the biggest delays are in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire was having a big meeting Sunday, but they now have so many troubles with Fairpoint service that all of their techs are coming in to work Sunday. So, you know, the union is going to move their vote out.
Fairpoint and the union are at odds over a number of issues, including starting wages and health care and pension benefits. The vote would allow the union to call a strike if it decides to between now and the expiration of its contract with Fairpoint on August 2nd. Spillane is confident the strike will be authorized by the workers.
Unofficially, I know the feeling of the people, and I don't see many problems. We're all fighting for the same thing, so I'm pretty sure it'll pass.
A second union, the Communications Workers of America, is also holding a strike authorization vote. It represents about 200 Fairpoint workers in northern New England. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zend.